Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
We're back, and I know a lot of the things that we were sharing, just like, oh, that's just so petty and it's so minor, but the big cycles, as such as poverty, incarceration, teenage pregnancies, dropouts. I was reading this week where it said, like, in our city, is the crime rate is 61% higher than a national average, and so to break those cycles. We start with those small things, being influenced by friends. We talked about them being influenced by social media.
And their peers.
Yes. And so we're going to show some positive things, because there's a lot of positive things. I don't want to just get on this negative run of everything that our kids are doing, because we'll get overwhelmed by that. There are some good things that our kids are doing that we want to talk about. And some of those things that came up over and over and over up on our surveys were that kids are highly intellectual today, more than they were before. Like, kids can be entrepreneurs today. When I was a kid, there was like little to no chance for me even to become an entrepreneur at 10 years old or make money at 10 years old. And so now kids are becoming famous on, you know, being on social media or having
video games.
They are being entrepreneurs, creating different lemonades and having dreams as a kid. And so that's some fun thing that we want to share about the kids, what they're doing today.
Yeah. So we're going to start with how we talked about earlier, patterns that we wish would stop from different people that we had surveyed, but now we're going to talk about patterns that they wish that would continue. And so one of mine is kindness towards others that leads to more friendships and less bullying. I love seeing children help others, especially new kids. Children realize more than we think when it comes to social interactions. If we keep raising our youth with kind intentions and being good examples of that, the future is bright. And so as a teacher, you know, it's such an important job. You know, our kids are with their teachers 8 hours a day, sometimes more if they're in tutoring or if they're in sports, they're getting influenced by a coach. And so they are in a relationship with somebody that is building them or tearing them down. And so kindness is such a huge thing that as kids learn from their peers, they're going to listen to that. They're going to listen to their teachers. They're going to listen to social media. And kindness is a thing now that it's almost far and in between that you see it. You know, we teach our kids every so often, you know, hey, we're going to go feed the homeless today. Hey, we're going to go make cookies for people in our community. And little things like that, they really actually thrive on. They like mm-hmm. doing it.
Yes.
And they love seeing it in the schools. And when we do like fun outreach activities, they're just really involved in it. And so we would do at our school a Christmas exchange where teachers would actually bring in old gifts that students could buy with like incentive prizes that they had won over the 6 months, and they would buy it for their families. And so it's so encouraging to see, like, even though they might come from really negative places, they are still willing to give. And we want to really hone in on that kindness and that giving.
Just being intentional with it. I think as leaders of the community, as parents, whoever, we being intentional and teaching them kindness, like, it's okay to be kind. Sometimes with my kids, I say, hey, guys, we're going to have kickball and kindness day. And so we have a short lesson on kindness, and then we'll go play a game of kickball. And I said, but when we play kickball, we still have to be kind to each other, because kindness is something that is super important. In one of my surveys, a social worker for 15 years, she says a pattern that she would like to see that continues seems to be students accepting each other. Whether it's interracial dating, sexual orientation, I feel like students are much more accepting of their peers than they have been in the past. And I think that's true. Mm-hmm. Like, in how it relates to kindness, just kids now, they don't care where you are, who you are. A lot of kids now, they could accept you for whatever stage you're in. So it's much now easier to be confident. You don't have to kind of go into like the same mode of being like every kid. Like, if you be who you are, you still be accepted. So, because kids are doing it every day.
Yeah, and I feel like in our society now, we've made it more acceptable to be people outside of the box. You know, like, hey, it's okay that you're different. And it's okay if you are friends with somebody outside your race. It's okay if you, you know, like different people or aren't friends with the same people, or you like art instead of math, like that's more acceptable, or you are more scientist than you are, and you're a girl and you're not into writing. You know, it's more acceptable for that stuff to happen now.
Yeah, I like that. And I also like the fact that some of our people that did our survey, they said that more people and programs are available now than ever before. And that mm-hmm. is such a blessing. Like, even like with our program, we always tell people we don't compete. We want more programs to come, because the more, the better. We can't get every kid, but our whole goal is to help other people start programs, and we want to help other people win. And there's enough kids for everyone to have a mm-hmm. program. And so if you're super passionate about it and you want help, and reach out to us and we'll help you get started. We're all one family. And so mm-hmm. There's more programs, people who are stepping up, advocates who are stepping up in schools. There's more programs in schools than ever before. And a lot of people who did our survey, they did say that, like, I mean, you can get education early. You can get, college hours and certificates way earlier than you could. So encourage your kid to do that, just to break the cycle.
Yeah. Another one that I had for having positive outcomes was from a social worker in New Mexico. And she said, things that I wish that would continue is more courage, vulnerability, and seeing adults respond in the way that brings healing. And I think as an adult, even I'm guilty of it, where, you know, we have a long day and we're, you know, we're doing stuff and we're busy and, you know, we're not being 100% involved in our kids. And I'll catch myself, even I'm not a parent, and I can catch myself in boys and girls group, or, you know, when I'm being with my kids in my classroom. And so I really have to like break that cycle within me to be more intentional with the people that I'm involved with. Even if they're not my kids, I still want them to have a positive role model, even more so than just even if they have a great parent, or if they don't, you know, it makes it even more important if they don't. But if they have more of a society around them that is positive, they are more likely to succeed. And so whenever we involve, like how Darius was saying, that we want everybody to have a place in a child's life. We are not competing, because when they have more positive outcomes, they are 100% more likely to succeed at whatever they desire.
Yeah. I remember when I first started law enforcement, and I was like super nervous because I was 22 years old, just like a rookie off the streets. And I didn't know what to do. But my police sergeant told me that if you can learn how to do threats, assaults, drugs, and thefts, then you can be a good police officer. So those are the main three things that everyone, the main three crimes that across the board: assaults, thefts, and drugs. So if you can't do anything else, encourage children all around you to stop those three, because those are the three things that the most common cause of law enforcement, whether it be, you know, threatened at school. Remember we were reading those surveys and they said, like, kids just say anything and do anything. And then assaults, if you touch somebody and they it's an unwanted touch, that's considered an assault. So they can file charges on you. And it could be hurtful if you assault someone in your home. That's family and violence assault. And it could be, like, ridiculous towards your record. Like, those are some big things that I've always wanted to share to hundreds of people, because those are, like, people do those things and don't think about it. Drugs, it could get on your record and never come off. And people think, oh, it'll come off, I just get it expunged. Or, like, let's stay away from it. Let's walk the straight and narrow, because you don't want that on your record. And people say, oh, it's off your record. When I do my, when I do a history check on you and I look at it, it's not, it's still on there. Like, believe it or not, like, they say it's off your record, it's still on there. And so just, my mom used to tell me, like, she was like, hey, as a African-American boy, you need to walk the straight and narrow, because you don't know what could happen. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage that. Like, number one, just raise your kids with everything that you have in you. We talked about that earlier. With everything you have, that is your number one priority job. It's not nothing that you do. It's not how you look. It's not how cute you are. Like, we are encouraging everyone to just put forth everything in kids, because a short story for myself, I realized how important it was that my mom invested in me. My mom and my dad really invested in me well. And to where, like, I grew up and got a job, graduated police academy, and my mom had a stroke. And I was, like, 22 years old, and my mom had a stroke, and she had to get rid of her, everything that she had, and she had to come live with me. And so at one point, think about that, because your child, you might be dependent on your child one day, and if you don't raise them up to succeed, then you're going to be in trouble. Because if my mom had not put all she had in me, then we both could have been out on the streets. Mm-hmm. Like, there's going to be a point in life where you may need to depend on them. And so raise them to that standard. And I'm so grateful that I was able to step up for my mom. My mom didn't have to work for a year, because she was young and had a stroke on the job, and everything was going good. It was a normal day. But when she came out of the stroke, she couldn't speak. She couldn't write. That we had to go through, you know, medical bills and, you know, her not having a full-time job, you know. But she raised me in a way that I was able to go back and help her. And now our relationship is even closer. So think about those things, because it's not, we're not just saying, oh, break the cycle, because for no reason. Like, there is a reason for this.
Yeah. And I think that sometimes we think that, you know, oh, maybe it's not doing anything yet. You know, maybe they're hearing me, but it's not getting to them. And so that's a big thing that I hear sometimes. Like, I say it over and over and over again, I don't see change. And I think that sometimes we just get impatient with change, right? And so we even have a girl in our Girls and Boys group, and she's only in third grade, and her sister has been in my class, but she's younger. And the other day we were talking about dreams and goals, and she told me, Miss Root, I want to be a police officer. And I said, wow, that's really awesome. And she sees Darius be a police officer. But not only that, that his role modelship reminded him in her family, there's been multiple generations of police officers. And she said, there hasn't been one recently, and I want to be it. And she's in third grade. And so whenever we think of maybe it's not going through, sometimes another positive door opens for them to actually be, it just opens a new world to them.
Yeah, they deserve it another way. There's a quote that I read recently that says, a child is not going to remember what you bought them, but they're going to remember who was there for them. And that is so important, because I think a lot of times, like, our parents' generation the parents today and my parents, they had a mindset is, I'm going to work really hard so I can give my child everything they have. Like, I want to give them more than what I had. And that's not always the case. That's not always what's best for them. Yeah, we want our children to have good things, and we want our children to, you know, have nice clothes and look good. That's really important, and we want a roof over their head. But sometimes we can take that to an extreme where we work 7 days, 8 days a week, and we don't see our children. And we're like, well, I'm working for you. But sometimes they just need you there. So be intentional with that, and don't let that job or career get in the way of who your children are. Because even me, we don't have kids yet, but I'm already looking down the road and like, I'm not going to overcommit to a job more than I commit to my kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it for today about breaking the cycle with the Browns. And we hope you enjoyed it. And just be a part of the cycle that we're breaking. So thanks for sitting in with the Browns today. And please go into Rogue Media and just, you know, show them some love and really listen to everybody on their streaming. And rank us 5 stars and them 5 stars, and we'll be really grateful. Thanks.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.